Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and you have arrived at the show where we empower you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. Today's show is brought to you by the Haymay Beauty Network. Why use cosmetics filled with chemicals on you and your family's skin when you can treat your face and body to products made with a high proportion of all-natural ingredients like shea butter and pure essential oils? Visit HandmadeBeauty.com today and click on Find Beauty Products to start getting the beauty products that your skin deserves. A couple of interesting things I have to tell you about this morning. There is a poll in today's USA Today that indicates, I think this is on the first page of their newspaper, it indicates that 51% of surveyed participants said that if they could change their career to a completely different field, they would. That's 51%. 24% said maybe they would, and only 25% said no. Of course, there's no indication of the age of these participants or the gender or anything else, but it sure is interesting that 51% of people said they would change their field. And, oh, by the way, did you guys see Good Morning America last week? Diane Sawyer did a really interesting segment, I think it was a two-day segment, on something called the Mommy Wars. Now, I absolutely hate that name because as moms, we should not be warring against each other no matter what personal choices we make. We should be supporting each other. But anyway, I guess they called it the Mommy Wars so they could generate a lot of viewers and attention. But anyway, they had a quote-unquote expert on the show whose name was Dr. Linda Hirschman. And Linda has apparently done some research and written some articles on the topic of mothers who decide to leave the traditional workforce either temporarily or permanently after they have children to be home with their children. And apparently her research shows, at least the show said her research shows, that there is no statistical difference between children who are at home with their mothers when they're young and children who are in daycare or other kind of caring situations outside the home during the day while their moms are at work. And they had this woman, and she talked about the statistics and the studies that she had done and the interviews with women that she had done. And they also had three mothers. Some of them were stay-at-home moms, and some of them were moms who worked outside the home. Now, what I found really interesting was that that show did not have an expert, quote-unquote expert, on the other side of the issue. Dr. Hirschman was the only person there, and she was, of course, saying that when a mom leaves the workforce, she is not doing herself or her children any favors. And, of course, that may be her opinion, and that's okay. But where was the expert on the other side? If you guys are out there, I want you to call me and let me know what you think about this. We're going to open up the phone lines in a little bit to talk about that. But first, I want to tell you about our show's guest today. I have got Liz Folger. She is the Busy Mom, America's Busy Mom, that's spelled B-I-Z-Y. And her book, The Stay-at-Home Mom's Guide to Making Money, has been featured in several national publications, including Working From Home, Business Startups, and Forbes magazine. Liz has also appeared on guest and radio shows, and now we're so excited to have her here on the Lifestyle CEO Show. Welcome to the show, Liz. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Did you happen to catch those segments on Good Morning America last week?
You know what? I did not see them, but I was reading in the news about them that they were on.
Yeah, well, what do you think?
You know, I hate that term, the mommy wars, too. You know, I think that a woman needs to, you know, do whatever is in her heart. You know, what does she want to do? I think if she's happy, her family is going to be happy as well. And if she doesn't enjoy, you know, being home or, you know, finding a way to, you know, start a home business, you know, she's not going to be happy. She's going to be miserable. So if she wants to stay out there and work, you know, more power to her. And those moms who want to come home and work, you know, more power to them. You know, it's just about what is your thing? What makes you happy?
Yeah, and I want you guys out there listening to the show to call us and tell me what you think. Our toll-free number is 800-773-0355. That's 800-773-0355. Hey, Liz, I want to talk a little bit about you. I want to share with my listeners what it is that you do and how you made this decision to exit the traditional workforce and do something a little bit different. So tell me a little bit about how your journey into the wonderful world of entrepreneurship began.
Well, it started basically with the birth of my first daughter. You know, I did not have a college degree. I was, 23 when I had her. And, you know, I was married for a couple of years, and I had my other daughter like 15 months later. So I had like two toddlers. The thought of going out and working was tough because I would probably end up paying more money in daycare costs than I would be actually making working outside the home.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to do a lot of research into what type of home business I could start. I fell for a work-at-home scam. I started, after that, I started a business in personalized children's books.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still available out there and a great concept. But within a year, you know, I just knew it wasn't for me.
Mm.
So, of course, my confidence level is at all-time low at this point. You know, if it fall for a scam, then my business didn't work out. But there was just something inside of me that was like, you know what, I'm going to figure out a way to make this work. So what I did is I started to talk to other moms who were successful, work-at-home moms. And what I did is I decided to write a book. At that time, there weren't any books out that I could find on how moms can, you know, start a business from home. So I interviewed, like, over 30 work-at-home moms on how they started their particular business. I found an editor for the book, and my idea was a go, and so I wrote the book. And then from there, Busy Moms was created because I wanted to promote the book. I didn't want just a one page, so here's my book. And so I started a kind of a community, and it has grown from, like, you know, a few pages to now over, like, 700 pages of resources.
All right. And so that's your website at busymom.com, right?
Right, yes.
So you started this really just because you personally had a passion for being at home. And I know what you mean by having two kids close together. Mine were born within 24 months of each other as well. So I can, that those were like 7 or 8 of the most difficult months of my life after the second one was born. And I'm so glad that I was home with them and also able to contribute to the family's financial bottom line because I also was working from home.
Right.
Yeah. So, hey, listen, you profiled a member of the Handmade Beauty Network, which is a trade organization I started, in your book, Melody Upham of Rainbow Meadow. How'd you find her?
Yeah. Through the Internet. Through the Internet.
We have been soap making friends since 1997.
Really?
Yes, almost 10 years I've known Melody. And so you found her on the Internet, and you did a section on soap making. Tell us a little bit about that section of the book, because a lot of my listeners are handmade beauty products manufacturers, because many of them hear about the show through the Handmade Beauty Network.
Right. Yeah, I found her, it must have been, through the Internet, and she was so fun to interview.
Yeah, isn't she?
She's just an incredible woman, and loves soap making. You know, that's really what it's all about, is find whatever it is you're passionate about, and your business is going to explode. It's going to work.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's going to work for you. Yeah, she has had so many great suggestions and ideas, and she was all about getting her family involved with her home business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not in the actual, because she had younger kids, not in the actual making of the soap, but the afterwards, labels, wrapping.
Mm-hmm.
She was all about, you know, getting her kids involved.
Yeah, and I would imagine that many of the women that are interviewed in the book would also attest to the benefits of getting their children and their other family members involved in the venture. What kinds of things did they say about that?
It's interesting because a lot of kids, you know, whose parents do work outside the home, you know, what does your mom or dad do? And they'll be, oh, I don't know. You know, they'll make up, you know, it's so vague. They have no clue. If you have a mom or even a dad working at home, those kids know how you make money.
Mm-hmm.
And they're aware, you know, how much work it takes and the money that comes in. And, you know, they know probably more about business, you know, when they become, you know, preteens or teenagers than a lot of people out there who, you know, are 20, 30 years old.
Yeah, you know, I can so attest to that, and I know you can too, because my kids empty the trash in my office, and they're 2 and 4, so, you know, they can't do really huge things, and I try to keep them as far as away from my computer as possible, because I don't want, you know, little pieces of things down in there. But
right.
My daughter, who's 4, will say, you know, we are Handmade Beauty and the Lifestyle CEO. That's what she'll say, and she identifies with that, and they notice
right.
the logo. We put the logo up around the house so that they can notice them and they can talk about them, and they know when they see a magazine cover with the logo on it, and they just get so excited, and that just makes, I mean, can't you relate to this? Doesn't it make you smile for them to see that you are doing something that's self-reliant and something that they can participate in?
Oh, absolutely. I don't know how many times my girls are like, well, we can work for Busy Moms someday too, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it just warms your heart. And it's like, you know, it's just, they feel like they're a part of it too. And they know that you're there not only because you really love that business, but you want to be there for them as
yeah.
well. You know,
yeah.
working at home, I can go and on field trips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple weeks ago, my daughter was sick, and I live really close to the school.
Right.
She calls me up, you know, Mom, can you please come get me?
Right.
I'm there, boom. And we're walking out to the car. She's, like, so miserable, and she's like, I'm
Aww.
So glad you work at home, Mom.
Yeah, that is such a great benefit, too. We're going to talk about some more of those benefits after our break. We're going to take a short hiatus here, really short, but we want you to stick with us so you can call us and give us your thoughts on working from home. This is Donna Maria, the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and we've got our guest, Liz Folger, the busy mom here, and she is the author of Making Money from Home. And you can get that book and get a lot of other free resources at her website at busymom.com, and busy is spelled B-I-Z-Y. It's busymoms.com. And call us at 800-773-0355. Liz has interviewed so many women who are also mothers that have at-home businesses from all walks of life, and she is just like a walking, talking encyclopedia of information that can help you if you're looking to start your own at-home business or if you're looking for inventive ways to grow a business that you already have. And speaking of that, Liz, I got an email just last week from a mom. I think she was in Georgia, and she was really sort of, feeling a little glum the day she emailed me. And she was asking questions. She's a recent single mom, too. She has 2 children, and she was a little bit discouraged because she's still working a full-time job, and she has a small business at home, and she wants some tips on how to grow it. Can you offer any suggestions to her as a single mom of how she can really, really roll her sleeves up and make this work?
Right, absolutely. It is possible to make that happen. You know, I have, in the last 3 years, I've been a single mom. And you know what? For a little while, I'll be honest, I did work outside the home. Mm-hmm. It was a lot going on. You know, divorce is never a cheap experience.
Right. You had to eat.
You've got to eat. Yeah. Don't beat yourself up, for one thing.
Good.
You know, things happen. To make that business work, though, you know, she's already got a business started, which is great. Don't quit that, you know, full-time job yet. And it's just putting in some extra hours to make that home business work. And once, you'll know once, how, you know, once you start making enough money to live on, you can quit that other job. But it's going to take a little bit of time. And, you know, just do, you know, I would recommend do what any other work-at-home mom does. Look at inexpensive ways to get the word out about your home business. Don't pay for ads. It takes people, you know, 10, 15, 20 times to see an ad before they even think about giving you a call usually. So think about press releases. Those are completely free, and it's almost like a paid ad in a newspaper, but it looks like a story,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, writing articles for, you know, local publications, getting on a local talk radio show,
mm-hmm.
Talking to local clubs and organizations in your area. A good example, one of the businesses we have on our site in the Career Kit is called Kinder Signs, and it's about teaching parents to sign to their hearing babies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like an awesome topic. I mean, you can go and talk, give a short talk at a club, an organization, about the importance and the benefits of getting your baby, who you can't even talk yet, but getting them to communicate, you know, with American Sign Language. It's just it's a great topic. It's something the media would love to write about.
So if you have a business that also gives you topics to talk about, let's use that Kinder Signs business as an example. You can take your product, which let's assume is a Kinder Signs book or some kind of learning kit, and
right.
you can obviously that's what you have for sale. That's what generates the revenue, at least in part. You can create a series of press releases or speaking topics that you can do, like at your church or at a local library or any place where children and their parents congregate, to tell people about the benefits of signing to your hearing children. And, of course, at the same time, you can make the kits available for purchase.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and what they are is workshops.
Workshop. Great.
Yeah.
That's a great example. And that example can be carried across, you know, into other types of products and services, too.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many free. Look at all the free ways that you can market your business. You know, one way is just to tell every single person you know
mm-hmm.
that you started your business. You know, when my book first came out, I sent, like, amazing little postcards and sent them to all my relatives and friends.
Right.
Now, my grandpa, he probably isn't going to need the Stay-at-Home Mom's Guide to Making Money from Home.
But I bet he bought it.
He probably did. But he's going to run into, you know, grandmas and grandpas out there who have children who are like, oh, I want to work at home, and he can say, hey, my granddaughter, you know, wrote this book. Maybe they'd be interested in it.
Right.
So word of mouth is so key.
Right. So just really just sort of starting where you are. Well, first of all, I love your first advice, which is don't beat yourself up because things didn't work out in the marriage.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's such a good place to start, because if you're beating yourself up, I would imagine you really can't do any of these things if you feel so down on yourself, then, you know, how can you go speak at an event?
Right, exactly. And it's so easy. It's so easy to go right there and say, oh, I'm terrible. I didn't make this work. You know what? Look at what you have done, right? You've got these beautiful children.
Mm-hmm.
You're alive. You're healthy. Look at all the opportunities you have right now.
Wow. That's such a great way. It is a great time to be a mom in business, don't you think?
Oh, it is. It's the best. It is.
Yeah. So tell me, Liz, what sorts of keys to success have you noticed in interviewing all the moms that you interviewed from so many different kinds of businesses that are included in your book? What are a couple of keys to success that you've noticed? And you've already mentioned one, that is figure out ways to promote yourself for free. Any
right.
other things you can think of that anybody can use no matter what kind of business they have?
Well, I talked about this earlier, is just find a business that you are passionate about and that you love and it blows your hair back. And when you wake up in the morning, you can jump out of bed and go, yeah, I get to go to work today. Not like, oh, man, I wish it was Friday.
Yeah, like those 51% of people who want a new career.
Exactly.
And what do you think about, I'm sorry, continue.
No, just find you know, look at what you might be already doing. Okay, Melody actually is an awesome example.
Mm-hmm.
She started her business from making soaps for Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't like she woke up one day and said, I'm going to start making money doing this.
Right.
You know what? She did something, she started something that she was already interested in and already liked. So look at what you're doing right now. And sometimes it's hard to realize that what, you know, a skill that you have right now is something people would pay for.
Uh-huh.
Like one lady I talked to was she did resumes for all her family, you know, and it was just, you know, it was just something easy. It came to her. She was really good at it. And then one day she was like, wait a minute, maybe I can actually make money doing this. And, you know, sure enough, she started a business. So look at what you already are good at, any of your skills, interests, hobbies, and think of a way to make a home business out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and can you talk to Liz a little bit about the difference between a passion that's a pure passion and a passion that also has a commercial application? Because we, as women, we probably have lots of different passions. Like, I get this question a lot. It's like, well, I have like a bazillion passions. How do I narrow it down? Can you talk a little bit about that? Because some people go into business because they have a passion without first thinking about whether it can actually generate revenue.
Yeah, that's a good point. What I recommend, and some people are like, oh, not that, but a mini business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Take your idea and work on it just a little bit. Like, okay, who are my customers going to be? And how am I going to reach these customers? And how much am I going to charge? How much money is it going to cost me to make this product if you're selling a product?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're going to do a service, you know, what equipment are you going to need? And kind of play around with the numbers on that. And it doesn't have to be scary or actually my book has a business plan in it that you can use as as something to, because that is so important to just kind of get an idea. You know, do you have competition, which isn't a bad thing? You know, that's actually kind of a good thing. There is people out there that want that particular product or service.
Mm-hmm.
And look at your competition. What are they doing right? What are they doing wrong?
Yeah, that's such a great thing to remind people of too. What you're describing, which is to kind of take a look at the lay of the land before you invest too much in it. And that might be a great place for this mom who's the single mom who's kind of discouraged to really just take a step back and not look so much now at generating money and hurrying up to make money because she has a job. So thank God she doesn't have to really worry too much about that in the short term. But take
right.
a step back and make sure that from here on out, especially since she's got to be mom and dad, she's going to have even less time, that every step she takes in her business is one that she actually decides to take for a particular purpose, and it's not just sort of going, well, let me try this today, or let me try that today.
Right, exactly. Another one would I say is find someone who will support your home business idea.
Mm.
You know, so oftentimes you're going to have a spouse who might not be all that hot on the idea of you know, working at home, or it might be relatives, friends who, you know, ultimately are usually just a little jealous that you're actually going to try something like this because they don't have the guts to do it themselves. So don't listen to them. If you really want to do this, make it happen. Find some one person is all you need who believes in what you're doing. And
right.
keep in contact with that person. Don't hang out with the naysayers. Don't hang out with those people. They will bring you down, and you will not be able to get that business started because all you'll hear is negative, negative, negative. Find that one person who will boost you up and say, I believe in you, and you are going to make this happen, and I'm proud of you, and go for it.
Yeah. Oh, such good advice. And I tell you, it's so important to have cheerleaders, isn't it? Who really supported you in the early days of your business? And then after, you know, when you and your husband parted ways, in some senses, I know you're still parents of your kids, but who did you turn to for the most support?
You know, he was actually an awesome cheerleader. He was always extremely supportive of me. And as my kids got older, they were little, you know, my mini cheerleaders. I can't say that I really had a whole lot of people who were like, oh, Liz, you're crazy, what are you doing? I've always had a lot of good support. And even with busy moms, I mean, you know, the people I work with there have always been extremely wonderful and supportive of me. And, you know, all I have to do is pick up the phone and say, oh, this is going on. And, you know, once I'm off the phone, or even if I host a chat, I always come away so empowered and like, I can make this happen. I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And that's, again, I'm just hearkening back to that woman who was so discouraged when she emailed me last week. If you put your cheerleaders in place, that will give you the kind of energy that you need to maybe stay up that extra hour at night after you're come home from work and put your kids down. And we're going to talk a lot more with busy mom Liz Folger when we come back from our break, which we're going to take right now. This is Donna Maria and the Lifestyle CEO Show. Don't touch that mouse. We will be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show, where we empower you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. And, of course, as you guys know, what we talk about here as Lifestyle CEOs is people who own and manage a business, not just for financial reasons, although that's obviously important, but also because it gives us independence, the benefits of entrepreneurship, flexibility, and fun. And who needs all those things more than moms? And we've got a great guest on the show today. She is busy mom Liz Folger, who is the author of the Stay-at-Home Moms Making Money from Home Guide. It's a great book available on her website at busymoms.com, B-I-Z-Y, moms.com. And also at Liz's website is something called Career Kits. And I think this is so fascinating. Liz, tell us what Career Kits are and how people can benefit from them.
All right. Well, we started these because, you know, it is tough starting a business. And there are a lot of, you know, I'm not going to say scams out there that, you know, you end up purchasing the information, but the information is useless and it doesn't help you at all and you've just lost your money, basically. Mm. So we created these kits. They have a workbook on the particular business that you've purchased. Say personalized letters, which is called busy letters, or Kinder signs, which is teaching parents to sign to their hearing babies. We have like a virtual assistant kit, a welcoming service tutor kit, and it has a workbook on that business. It has a general business startup guide and a marketing workbook. Those are two areas that a lot of moms are like, oh man, do I need a business license? How do I make this business legal? And it's sometimes enough to just make them stop right in their tracks and not move forward. So we decided to give them that extra information, marketing ideas. And then with the premium kits, you also get a website. And the website on a lot of the kits, there's so much more than just a website. There's, like for the virtual assistant, there's like database. You can email your clients, they can put in an order, they can pay online with credit cards if they want.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of extra resources. And then we also give them either from 6 months to 1 year support. So we're always there. If they have a question, they can just email us and we'll get right back to them. And the website is super easy. It's not like you need to know HTML. You just need to go in and answer some questions, and then you have your website appear.
Oh, that's wonderful. It does sound like a really good option for someone who's really just not sure what they want to do, but they know they want to be at home. And you know what's so interesting, Liz, is that we live in a society today where, as women, we have so many options, don't you think? I mean, we can, if we want to, if we're able to financially, we can exit the traditional workforce entirely, permanently or temporarily, whether we have children or not.
Right.
And we can be at home. We can do, I mean, not making any kind of judgment calls on people, but we can spend the day at the spa.
Right.
We can eat bonbons all day. We can, you know, cook all day because we love to cook and never make a single sale. We just love to cook and treat our families to, you know, fabulous cuisine. I mean, we can do that. We can exit the workforce and start a part-time job. We can exit the workforce and take care of children. We can stay in the workforce if that's what we want to do, whether we have children or not. And each one of those choices, and thank God we have choices, are accompanied by different pros and different cons. And tell me what you think, Liz, about what some of the pros and cons are of being a full-time mom and a full-time business person.
Well, we've talked a little bit about the pros. The cons, it's a challenge. It can be a juggle because, first of all, when you're done with work for the day, you don't get to go home and leave that business behind. It's there. It's always home with you. And that sometimes if a person can't just turn it off and say, okay, you know, I'm not going to do the business right now, I'm going to focus on, you know, cooking, taking care of the kids, whatever I need to do, that can sometimes be a bit of a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure out how to work when you've got toddlers running around. You know, that's like a question I get so much. How do you make that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely not the same than having, you know, older children that you can tell, can you please be quiet? You know, when they're like 2 years old, telling them to be quiet, they're not going to listen. They could care less, and they're going to scream and yell and throw a fit. And if you're on the phone, that can be a little embarrassing.
Yeah, it does have those moments. And I've got some Sharpie pen all over my desk, the side of my desk. One day I was involved, really involved in a call. I wasn't paying attention to what my child was doing on the other side of the desk, and they had used a Sharpie pen and put some, you know, Renoir on my desk. And, I mean, I look at it now. Thank goodness I was able to get it off the floor because the hardwood floor has a shiny surface, but the desk is just, you know, it just absorbed all of it.
Oh,
and so we just kind of laugh every now when we come in here. But maybe con is not a great word to use. It's more of what you chose to use, which was like it's just a challenge.
It is. It is a challenge. Just, you know, with little kids, you just need to move away, get up from the computer, as what I had to do, and just go play with them for a while. And sometimes that's all it takes is 15, 20 minutes of good one-on-one time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you put them in their room or a safe place where they can play, and they're content for a while.
Yeah, sometimes that's really all they want is a little bit of attention from you.
Right.
A bit of undivided attention.
And I think another tough area is health insurance.
Oh, yes.
You know,
please talk about that. How do you handle that?
Well, you know, for me, I just have to, you know, pay for it, which can be kind of expensive, but it's something that, you know, I've got to do.
Yeah, I would imagine you must get this when you talk with the people that you interviewed for your book. I mean, did they talk about that issue?
Yeah, some of them did. Some are able to get insurance through their husband's work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, if they belong to an organization, whatever, sometimes there's a discount
mm-hmm.
for health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You just really have to do your shopping. Thanks to the Internet, I mean, you can get online and do some great research fairly quickly
mm-hmm.
and find something that, you know, you can afford and it'll work for you.
Yeah, and that's another reason that if you have a day job that has some good insurance, to really, really work hard to build up that home business so that when you leave, you have generated the kind of steady income that can replace your ability after your insurance runs out at the job, that can replace your ability to cover that.
Right. Yeah.
That is a huge issue, and it's heartbreaking to see what's happening and in the health arena today for people who are working for themselves that aren't generating a lot of money, or even if you have a full-time job now, Liz, your health insurance can get pulled right out from under you. It's no longer a given that even at large companies that they're going to provide that.
Right. Yeah, that's true. A pro I'd like to talk about real quick. I always thought, well, I want to be home with my toddlers. You know, I want to be able to be there for all their firsts. But, you know, I have preteens now, and seriously, I think it's just as important, if not more important, to be home now with them as it was when they were young.
Yeah, well, you know, let's talk about that, because I'm not at that stage yet, but I hope you can educate me a little bit here. What is a typical day like for Liz Folger, the busy mom?
Well, you know, usually get up, you know, maybe an hour or so before my girls get up, and I start working, you know, which is usually probably about 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I get them up and get them ready for school. And then I've got, you know, parents with toddlers are like growling at me. You know, I've got a good 8:30 till 3:30 until I pick them up, and I've got a whole day to get as much work as I possibly can get done.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I pick them up. You know, one has guitar, one's in softball, another one's in violin. So, you know, I'm doing the mom shuffle there in the afternoon for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the evening, I do some work. Most of our teleconferences are done in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
A few nights a week, and so I'm doing those. And, you know, in the evening, it's just maybe a little bit more work, and then just helping my girls out with their homework and anything else that they've got going on. And I always try to have dinner where we're all sitting at the table, and we could sit down and just talk about the day and catch up on everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dinner is a very special time, isn't it? And it's nice to be able to do that. When a lot of people are still in rush hour traffic.
Yeah.
And my husband and I were talking about that the other day. I mean, my husband works, we have the family business now, and so we work together, and it's so, his commute, he left after me, he left the digital workforce after me, but his commute was at least an hour and 20 minutes every day, one way, and so it was well over 2 hours in a car.
Wow.
Well, we live in the Washington, D.C. area, so, but, you know, of course, there's statistics from all over the country that it is an epidemic. This is another, I guess, a pro to having your own business, is that you can take that hour or that 2 hours, however much it is where you are, and you can do, you can sleep because you need more sleep, you can work, you can spend it with your kids, you can do some combination of the three.
Right.
You have more flexibility and control over your time and your lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a good point. It's lifestyle. Working at home is all about a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much it is a business, but it's how you want to live your life, you know?
Right.
Raise your family.
Right. Well, speaking of lifestyles, this is the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and we are here today with busy mom Liz Folger. Today's show is brought to you by the Handmade Beauty Network. Why use cosmetics filled with chemicals on your skin when you can treat your face and body to products made with high proportions of all natural ingredients like shea butter, almond butter, pure essential oils, and high-quality fragrance oils? Visit handmadebeauty.com today and click on Find Beauty Products on the left side, and you can get some products today that can help you take better care of your skin. We're going to take a little break, Liz. We're going to come back and talk with you for one more segment. I'm so excited to have you on the show today. We will just be right back.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to the final segment of today's Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and I have got with me today a really knowledgeable woman who's written a book about moms making money from home. It's called The Stay-at-Home Moms Making Money from Home Book, and you can get a lot of information about that book. You can buy the book. You can get some free resources and articles at this mom's website, busymoms.com, that's B-I-Z-Y, moms.com. And Liz Folger is the author and the home business expert. And one of the things that we talked about, Liz, was the fact that you really, you really are writing about something that you really love. So tell me, what is on the horizon for Busy Moms as we move forward over the next 2 or 3 years?
Oh, goodness, it's going to get bigger and better. We're going to definitely get a lot more career kits available because, you know, we want to be able to offer, you know, a wide variety of home businesses because moms are all different and they all like different things, and we want to be able to make sure that we have the resources they need to become successful.
Well, so that we're going to definitely make sure we look for those things. What types of things do you recommend for moms who are really just kind of, maybe they've chosen a business option that maybe is just not as fulfilling as they thought it would be? Have you ever talked with anybody in that position, and what kind of advice can you give to her?
You know what? Find something that you do like, you know, and again, I talk to moms who, you know, a lot of them who don't stay with the same business forever. Mm. A lot of them, you know, for one reason or another, change home business ideas. I actually interviewed a woman. I have a story on the site about her. You know, she started out as a translator. She taught, she was in Germany, and she taught English to people. Then she went and started a home daycare after that because her son was young. Once he got older and went back to school, she didn't want to do that anymore. And she started portraits. And she's like this amazing artist. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why weren't you even doing this before? You're incredible.
You know,
you never know where life's going to take you.
You know, that what you just described, the process of that woman and her story, really just makes me think about how programmed we are in our society to do one thing for our professional lives for, 40 or 50 years and then retire.
Right.
It's so interesting to see. Like, here we have a statistic that I started the show with. 51% of people would start a different career. Now, I wonder if the second question was, and how many of you actually plan to explore that over the next 12 months?
Right.
And it's so interesting to see how people become so frequently, they short-circuit their own talents and their own God-given gifts by not exploring them and just kind of being, sometimes fear of the unknown and stepping out and doing something new is a cause for that. But with so many examples like you just described that are available for all of us to see, it just baffles me why that happens so often. And the only reason I can think of is because that's the way it's always been.
Right. Yeah, fear is so huge. It keeps people from so many wonderful things. You know, I always say, you know what? Just face it. Face your fears and don't let it stop you. Just keep moving forward and you can make it happen. You really can.
Yeah. Well, let's talk for a second, Liz, about people that really, entrepreneurship is not for everyone. Working from home is not for everyone. And what are some of the things that that are kind of like red herrings for someone who it might be thinking about working from home just because it sounds so great, but really it may not be the best thing for her? Do you have any tips, or have you met people like that who've shared some tips on that?
You know, I think it has a lot to do with the business you pick. Like, if you're a really outgoing person and you need to have the company of people, I think you could still work at home. You just need to find a business where you will be interacting with a lot of people. I think that's a big one. A lot of people, you know, they'll quit work, they'll come home to have their own home business, and they're like, this is boring and lonely and isolation. And and it kind of I think it's a big turnoff to a lot of people. A lot of people sometimes end up going back out there because the business they have chose doesn't allow them to that interaction that they really need.
Well, how do you deal with that isolation issue? I mean, I imagine you face that. How do you handle it?
Well, with Busy Moms, we offer, you know, chats where moms can get together and they don't feel so alone. You know, thanks to the internet, it's a godsend. You know, you can get that interaction with other people. One other thing I recommend is if you can find, you know, two or three other moms in your area who have a home business, see if you can get together for coffee once or twice a month and just network with each other, support each other, and get, you know, get out of the house and get out there and interact with some people. And it makes it feel not as lonely.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I build those kinds of breaks into my week. Like, I have certain things. I try to do things that don't cost me that much money. Like, I love to build in a trip to the spa every week.
Right.
While I do build that in on occasion, I'm not able to do it every week. But for me, that just works. You know, I may go to the bookstore for a while and just look around at books or have a cup of coffee, read a magazine, you know, maybe buy a magazine that I really like, or just do something that I enjoy that doesn't cost a lot of money. Every now and then I go to a matinee.
Right.
You know, which are, you know, reasonably priced, maybe $5. You can go
right.
See a movie. So do you find that you try and do that every now and then?
Yeah, definitely. You know, treat yourself. You deserve it. And, you know, sometimes it's like, well, I can't do that. You know, do it. You know, make yourself happy. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, doing little extra things for yourself.
Right.
Don't get away from the guilt.
Yeah.
And you deserve it. And give yourself that time. You're going to be happier.
And building on what you said a minute ago about networking with other moms, you can swap babysitting sometimes.
Exactly.
And you can go and do something that you like to do. So I got to tell you, Liz, you're a perfect example of, you know, view it, then do it, which is like my philosophy on, you know, getting it done. Just view it in your mind, visualize it, and do it. And I'm so glad that you shared your tips and your personal experiences on the show. I want to remind everyone that you can learn more about Liz and get her book at busymoms.com. That's BIZYmoms.com. And we are going to head out now. Next week, we've got an expert in employment law who's going to talk with us about hiring independent contractors and employees to help us grow our businesses. His name is Chris Varela, and he will be a wonderful resource for you. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show, and unfortunately, Liz, we have to sign off, but it was great to talk with you. I hope that our listeners will go visit your website and learn more about you. And you guys, I will see you next week. In the meantime, break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.